T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Most people who rode the subway in New York yesterday managed to do so without getting stabbed, but not everyone. There were stabbings in Harlem, the Bronx, and Brooklyn. Glenn Shuck with more live from the Bronx this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, this has been a very rough 24 hours here in the city. Let's start here. A person went on this stabbing incident here and leaving a man in critical condition. In fact, a 38-year-old man, Lee, was stepping off the 4 train, again, like 9 last night, randomly approached argument and then stabbed in the chest and the back, and he's in bad shape, in critical condition here at the station at 176th and Jerome, right off the Cross Bronx Expressway. That's just one of the stories, unfortunately, we have to tell you about. Also, at 5 last night, a 45-year-old man got into an argument with another guy at the Pitkin and Grant Avenue stations in East New York. That's the 75th precinct. He ended up being slashed in the face, and that suspect got away in a scooter. Earlier in the day yesterday in Harlem, about 1:30, another argument where a man ended up getting stabbed that was on the platform. He got stabbed in the back of the 125th station in Harlem at St. Nicholas. So police are investigating all of these now this morning. No arrest to tell you about, but we will get an update, Lee, from the police commissioner. Sewell will speak from Police Plaza about this and recent crime statistics at 11 this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here at Jerome Avenue in the Bronx.
When the U.S. Supreme Court legalized concealed carry in New York State, the governor and lawmakers went to work restricting the places that guns could be carried. But now a federal judge is saying, I see what you did there, as Roger Stern reports from Times Square.
The gun-free zone signs in Times Square no longer apply. And George is happy.
If you qualify for a gun, you should be able to take it any way you want. You got to protect yourself today.
But Lacream says Times Square is no place for guns.
Children are out here and stuff like that. It's dangerous. Child gets shot.
In his decision, federal judge Glenn Sutterby wrote, instead of moving toward becoming a shall-issue jurisdiction, New York State has further entrenched itself as a shall-not-issue jurisdiction. New York can still restrict firearms in schools, government buildings, and places of worship. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Times Square.
New York has never been lacking for scams, everything from three-card Monte to Bernie Madoff, and of course all the new high-tech scams.
We have scams that we're talking about with gift cards, Venmo, phone scams. So we're just putting an alert out to the public about these different scams that are being used.
And the good news, says Deputy NYPD Commissioner Mark Stewart, is that the city now has a 24-hour scam hotline to call if you think you're being scammed. The number is 646-610-SCAM. And don't worry, it's not some kind of a scam. Flu season is approaching, and the CDC is trying to convince everybody to get a flu shot, but it's turning out to be a tough sell. For one thing, Americans are kind of vaccinated out from the COVID shots. Also, as medical correspondent Dr. David Agus explains, efforts to fight COVID, like masks and social distancing, put a damper on the flu over the last couple of years.
In the United States, you know, we haven't been exposed to the flu in a couple of years, so our immunity is very low. You couple those two things together, normally I'd say mid to end of October, get your flu shot. Now I say get it right now.
And he says if you're older, you should get the high dose shot or get a flu booster in January. Mayor Adams will give a speech this morning concerning the thousands of migrants bussed up to New York, mostly from Texas. The mayor will point out that the influx is threatening the city's already fragile economy, and that he may take legal action against Texas and other Republican-led states shipping migrants to New York. More than 16,000 have arrived so far this year, not all of them sent by Texas, but Governor Greg Abbott says he'll keep sending them to New York because it's a self-declared sanctuary city with the will and resources to deal with the problem, which he notes is a fraction of what they have to deal with in border states like Texas. Meantime, the mayor's office is asking churches and other houses of worship in the city to collect clothing for the migrants, especially pants, long-sleeve shirts, socks, and underwear in all sizes for men, women, and children. Also, donations of hygiene products would be appreciated.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.